And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
I need something to get me going. You'll have, if I don't like rock and roll, I'm going to shift to Rammstein. If I don't like Rammstein, I'm going to shift to, I know what I want. After the show last night in my hidden location, a distant neighbor was playing opera very, very, very loudly in a very large estate. And I made a Dr. Savage, a large Dr. Savage, which consists of one-third vodka, one-third fresh orange juice, and one-third club soda. And I took the Doc Savage with me over to the far end of the lawn over by a lemon tree. And I listened to the opera, and I became so inspired by the opera and the tragedy and the comedy and the fabulousness of the voices. It was probably Pavarotti. I don't know exactly who it was. Certainly one of the contemporary opera stars, that I began singing La Donna Mobile in an archway. And, of course, the resonance was fabulous. And my dog, Teddy, probably didn't respond that well because he probably heard me, you know, goof around a little before. So it was nothing new to him. But a dog at the place I was visiting sat there looking up at me like RCA Victor, like his master's voice. It was so cute to see this cockapoo looking up at me with like big Dumbo bozo face on, like, wow, man, you're great. How do you do that? Man, I like that. And then he like trailed me around wanting me to like sing opera for him again. So not being the type that would want to fail a dog. I mean, in this case, three dogs. It was Teddy and his companion, Tasha, and then the friend there, the cockapoo. I made another Dr. Savage, and it was one-third vodka, one-third orange juice, one-third club soda, put in a piece of fresh lemon from the garden, stir, and cock that elbow up to the heavens. And then I sang a little bit more.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Middle East on the brink, North Korea on the brink, Iran increasing its aggression, elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
What I'm getting at is you can listen to Rammstein, you can listen to Latin music, you can listen to opera, you can listen to it all because there are all of these things and elements within you. Don't you understand that? That's what I'm trying to get at you. And this is why we control the next election. The reason my audience will control the outcome of the next election is because I actually resonate with the largest population, the largest under-listened to population in America is my audience. Notice that nobody will come on this radio show who thinks they could be president. They'll go on shows where they get softball questions and they figure it's safer, but they're not getting anywhere. They're not gaining traction. You're the audience that stopped illegal immigration. You're the audience that stopped the Dubai ports deal. You're the audience that stopped the appointment of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. I can give you four or five things you did. Now, what they don't understand is they have to come before you in order to win this election. And some of them will get it very, very close to the election when they realize that their tires are spinning in mud. They're going nowhere. And the reason is because they haven't touched you yet. How can they reach you if they don't come through the show? They can't. So they can continue to go on Larry King, and they can go on The Golfer, they can go on Wallbanger. It doesn't matter. This audience is there's an overlap with very unique. And unless they come before this audience and they let me ask them questions, they're not going to get your vote. And I mean, I don't know what they're afraid of. How hard is it to figure out what I'd ask them? What are you going to do to stop illegal immigration? Now, why can't Giuliani come on the show and answer that question? What are you going to do on homosexual marriage? How are you going to protect the traditional family, Mr. Giuliani? How hard is that to answer? You don't have to do the Waldorf Astoria bob and weave to answer that. Tell us what you're going to do to stop this the downward slide of America's morality. And how are you going to defend family values? You can say, oh, well, what do you mean by family values? Remember how they co-opted that? The left said, well, a family is something different in America today. A family is no longer mom, pa, kettle. A family could be two men. It could be two women. It could be a dog and a hydrant. So they debased family. They stole the word family. They steal the word marriage. But not on this show. You don't steal those words from my audience. And they're waiting for someone to come on this show and answer those questions. And someone will. Mind you, at the end of the day, mark my words. I won't even have to look for them. They're going to look for me. And they're going to come on the show to gain your support. And so now it comes back to what I was talking about. Opera, Rammstein, rock and roll, blah, blah, blah. Because your mind is active. Because your mind is active, you're listening to what people actually say, and you want the truth. And you don't hear it from any of the politicians. You understand that? Now, before I take this first caller or whatever, the woman who got out of a ticket, I owe it to her. Donna in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, let's go back to you. I didn't mean any joke about your deceased father. How did you get out of the ticket?
You did. I got out of a ticket. God bless you. I'm 50 years old, so I was 49 years old last year. I got the first ticket of my life. I had just hung up with you. I had to euthanize my 16-year-old mixed-breed dog, and you comforted me. But I'm a nurse, and I smoke, and I was nervous. So I drove in a small town. It's Old Forge. And I kind of slid through a stop sign. I didn't exactly stop.
Right.
And I was sobbing, and I was crying. And the two officers came up to me. One was a man, and one was a woman. And I'm sobbing, crying. I had just hung up with you maybe 15 minutes before. And they were writing me up. They told me that I went through a stop sign. I didn't stop completely. And I said, I am so sorry. And the girl said to me, of course, a woman is more, you know, they have more feelings, I think, than a man. She said to me, what is wrong with you? And I said, I just euthanized my dog. I said, I have her here, and I had her cremated, and I had her ashes, and I took her for her last ride. And I said, I just got it. She said, are you the Donna that just got off the phone with Dr. Savage? And I said, yes. She said, God, we were crying when we heard the story.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this. So the officers were listening to you on the radio crying about euthanizing your dog. Then they stop you, and there you are?
Approximately 15 to 20 minutes later. And they had just heard me crying to you about euthanizing my 16-year-old dog. And I got out of the ticket. I thank you for that. I thank you for the education. I pray for you daily. I wish I could get through every day. There's so many things. But if you would give me a minute, would you like to hear the obituary I put in for my dog?
Yes, 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 it's yes. Go ahead.
I love it because you're a dog lover. God summoned a beast from the field, and he said, behold, man, created in my image. Therefore, adore him. You shall protect him in the wilderness, shepherd his flocks, watch over his children, accompany him wherever he may go, even unto civilization. You shall be his companion, his ally, his slave. To do these things, God said, I endow you with these instincts uncommon to other beasts, faithfulness, devotion, and understanding, surpassing those of man himself.
Hold on right there. This is interesting. Do you really think that a dog can surpass? He certainly can surpass man with faithfulness and devotion. That's a given.
Right.
Do you really think dogs have an understanding greater than man?
Yeah.
Because I had somebody say that to me. Because I asked, how does my dog Teddy understand the following? And they said to me, because dogs can understand in a dimension we can't even understand in. Do you believe that?
I believe it. I would cry if I was upset, and my dog would run in the room and lick my tears. She was a faithful. May I continue?
Did you get another dog? Look, the best cure here is to get back on that horse. Did you get another dog yet?
6.6-pound Chihuahua.
Well, wait a minute. What kind of dog did you euthanize, did you say?
Mixed breed, a large, like a collie shepherd.
And now you went to a small dog?
Well, they were putting her to sleep. She was abused. I took her in.
Now you have real trouble on your hands, because a lot of they're going to be trouble all your life now. Some of these abused dogs, you know, I don't want to get into it. They're very hard to take care of. I know a lot of people have sympathy for them. Anyway, Donna, that is a very touching story. I'm glad I got you out of a ticket, and God bless you. I can't believe that story. But yeah, I've told you that a nation can be judged by how it treats its animals. I've told you that. America has a soft spot for animals. Does it make us a bunch of schmucks and idiots? No. I think it makes us great people. The way we treat our pets tells us that we're the best people on the planet. The Chinese eat them. The Koreans eat them. I'm sorry. You don't want to hear it? You're going to hear it. They beat them to death in the countryside in China while they're living in a cage because they say the meat tastes better. So this is what you can expect in the future if we continue to be patsies and roll over to all of our enemies. They'll wind up beating you in a cage and cooking you, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, then when you see this thing with Vic, the way he treated dogs, you know, you don't know which way to turn anymore. How do you get a woman on one hand like Donna and a guy like Vic on the other that uses dogs as meat and fodder for dog, you know, it's just the human condition is amazing to me. But that's the story of people. You don't know who the person is, really, until you get to know who that person is, really. When I return, please go on to michaelsavage.com, pick a story and call me. I'll be right back.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Want to have better sex, but erectile dysfunction is getting in the way? It's not a joke, and you're not alone. Millions of men deal with the hardships of ED, but with Hims, there's a simpler, affordable way to get treated for ED, so you can get your groove back in the bedroom at a cost that you desire. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable and discreet sexual health treatments, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis, up to 95% cheaper, with options as low as $2 per dose. The process is very simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor's visits, right? You answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free and in discreet packaging. No insurance is needed. Pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Michael. That's hims.com/MICHAEL. That's hims.com/Michael for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Michael. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Just go to hims.com/Michael.
I have my stethoscope on the heartbeat of America. I really do. Which is probably why the candidates won't come on the show. I mean, they want to go on Larry King and this and that and pull the malarkey. And they're probably happy to do that, figuring that the rationale is, you know, so they won't get all of the voters, but they'll get enough to win if they stay away from the truth. Then they'll do what they are told to do anyway, because they're marionettes. They're not going to do what they... The reason they can't do what they promise you is they have no power. I don't know whether you've recognized this for a while now, but the president is fundamentally a figurehead to a large extent, very much like the Queen of England is a figurehead. Where is the real power? Where does the real power of America reside? I'll let you figure that one out. I don't think it's in the the marionettes that come out every 4 years. You know, Dayton, Ohio. Eric, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, what can I do nutritionally to treat my chronic psoriasis?
All right. First, the caveat. It is open mic to Mike Friday, so I have to take any caller that gets on. Secondly, I cannot give you medical advice on the radio. However, I can advise some ideas that you should investigate. Is that fair enough?
Oh, sounds good.
All right. It's a collagen disease. How bad is it?
Up to 70% of my body at times.
Oh, my God. Have you had a nutritional physician look at your copper levels?
No, sir.
Okay. The first thing you should do, you have any arthritic changes?
No, sir.
Okay, that's good. But you have lesions at your elbows, your knees, your belt buckle, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on my head, pretty much anywhere, nails.
Have you tried sunlight exposure?
Yeah, and I did not respond to it at all.
Did not respond to it at all. All right. Are you on any medication? Are you on methotrexate?
I took methotrexate and had limited success. Some of the biologics, I'm on something called Humira right now, and I'm getting pretty good results from it.
All right. Well, let me just say that when I was a nutritional doctor and I was involved in the orthomolecular movement a number of decades ago, I remember reading about psoriasis. And at that time, excess copper and deficient zinc and sulfur were considered to be one metabolic factor. And they found that psoriasis patients probably required more than the usual amount of zinc to restore their serum levels to a normal of 100 micrograms per cent. And I would recommend that you look into this. Psoriasis is a very serious disorder. It's not treatable by over-the-counter drugs. And, it'll respond to glucocorticoids, but the side effects of the steroids relegate steroids to a kind of last resort, and I wouldn't recommend them. There were studies that did find that zinc was markedly decreased in the outer layers of the skin of patients with psoriasis going back, if I remember correctly, to 1956, done by Braun and Falco. That was confirmed in 1966 by, if I remember correctly, Panareva, who found high levels of zinc in the scales of people with psoriasis. I mean, I have a fairly good memory on this, on recall on this. And again, I'm not diagnosing nor treating, but I would recommend that you get a nutritional physician that's a medical doctor who practices nutritional medicine in your community and ask him to look into serum copper levels and serum zinc levels, because many experts in that field suspected that excess copper and deficient zinc was one metabolic factor, and they then recommended 220 milligrams of zinc sulfate morning and night, and enough B6 to produce normal dream recall. And I'm going to pause at that, Eric. I hope it's of some value. Again, I don't want to turn this into a health show, but I don't want to diminish the power of nutrients in medicine, which have been overlooked and diminished in our generation. They were very, very big in the 70s and 80s, and then the medical pharmaceutical establishment unified and started to put out false studies showing that vitamins were not only not helpful but harmful, with distorted fake studies with corrupt doctors. And they've come up with all sorts of theories as to why you shouldn't use vitamins, all of which are false. And the problem is that many of you don't know which vitamins to use and how. Truthfully, I mean, that's the way I see it. So, you want me to do a pitch? I'll do a pitch. Buy Healing Children Naturally. It's all about vitamins, nutrition, and diet as a first line against certain problems. I'm not saying throw away all of modern medicine by any means, but for God's sakes, don't throw away 1,000 years of knowledge in the form of which foods to eat and not to eat with various illnesses. The Chinese have practiced this for ages. And in that book, I culled the best information for children because I think that they were the most vulnerable of communities and also the most abused. Take a look at what they're doing to our children with Ritalin today, which is a disaster. It's child abuse to put a child on Ritalin. Reading Healing Children Naturally. And if you're not a child and you want to protect your brain, your healthy brain, yes, go read Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, because it's all about nutrition. Go laugh at me if you want. I don't really care if you laugh.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark. Surfshark is a cybersecurity product that improves your online privacy and protects you from hackers. How? Their main product, VPN, basically acts as a shield and hides your IP address, so everything you do online stays private. Whether it would be reading the news, Googling some dodgy info, streaming some shows, listening to podcasts, or anything else, you want privacy. Plus, if you use a VPN, you can virtually travel the world from the comfort of your own home, and Surfshark gives you over 100 countries to choose from. Now, once you change your virtual location, you'll be able to bypass censorship and restrictions. Find your favorites on Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, or other streaming services, and even access new libraries to watch even more content. Can't see a YouTube video because of your location? Use Surfshark VPN. Can't access that one website to buy unlimited edition sneakers? Use Surfshark VPN. Try Surfshark today, totally risk-free, with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get Surfshark VPN at surfshark.deals/savageshow. Enter promo code Savage Show for 3 extra months for free. You heard me right, 3 extra months for free. All you got to do is go to surfshark.deals/savageshow, and you're going to get 3 extra months for free. You heard me right, 3 extra months for free. Just go to surfshark.deals/savageshow.
This one just came in from Providence, Rhode Island. I can't believe this headline. Man dies after surgeon operates on wrong side of head. Oh, my God. An 86-year-old man has died 3 weeks after a surgeon operated on the wrong side of his head. And state health authorities were investigating whether the mistake contributed to his death. The man underwent emergency surgery at Rhode Island Hospital on July 30th to treat bleeding in his brain. But a nurse practitioner for Dr. Frederick Harrington didn't record which side of the man's brain required surgery. When another nurse pointed out the missing info, Harrington allegedly relied on his memory without consulting a CT chart and began operating on the wrong side of the man's head. Upon realizing the error during the surgery, the surgeon operated on the correct side. This would be like going in for a hemorrhoid operation and the guy cuts off your private part. And he says, well, wait a minute, that's not what he came in for. Oh, okay, well, we'll sew it back on and we'll go back to the hemorrhoid. This is any wonder people have lost faith in everything anymore? My God, what a world. Harrington also operated on the wrong side of a patient's head during... What? Wait a minute. I'm not making any of this up. The incident marked the third wrong side surgery error in the hospital's neurosurgery unit in 6 years. You talk about it, well, it's not brain surgery. Health officials have ordered the hospital to hire a consultant to review its surgical safety procedures. Harrington also operated on the wrong side of a patient's head during a surgery at Roger Williams Medical Center in September. After reviewing that incident, the State Board of Medical Licensure and Discipline decided there were mitigating circumstances and opted to create a remediation plan for Harrington rather than publicly sanction him. This is unbelievable. This is crazy. This is crazy. I mean, that's amazing, the number of chances they've given this guy. How many wrong head operations can he give till they finally throw him out of the hospital? Let's see what your chance you take. Let us show Mother Teresa did not feel the presence of Jesus in the last half of her life. I read that yesterday. It was a pretty good show. I don't want to go into it again. It was poor woman suffered, you know. WOR, New York City, Ann, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. I just want to say that you're kind of a puzzle to me because I'm very drawn to everything that you say, illegal immigration, the homosexual thing, liberalism. I mean, I'm always, like, right with you when you're talking, but I don't like your attitudes towards women. I just have to preface it with something. The other day I went out, I bought two of your books to support you with the San Francisco thing, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to understand you when it comes to regarding women. So,
let's deal with it. What do you mean the way my attitudes towards women? Tell me what you don't like. What don't you like?
A woman has a right on this earth. If she decides she doesn't want to have a family as she goes through life, like let's say she just wants to pursue a profession or something like that, that's her God-given right. She's not a cow.
All right, but wait a minute. When did you hear me say she doesn't have that right?
I didn't hear you say that she didn't have the right, but I get the feeling from you that women should be, like, pigeonholed. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
Not really. I don't think that a family is for everyone, nor do I think that a child should be born of every woman. I mean, some women are not made to raise children. They just don't want them. They're too selfish, too driven, or whatever. It's their business. They're not here as broodmares.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly, that's kind of the impression I get, like when I listen to you, that you kind of feel like unless it's the family, it's nothing, you know.
Well, okay, like, that's not to say that I don't think the family is the brick of civilization. It is.
Yes.
And it's not saying that every woman has the obligation or the or responsibility to have a baby. I didn't say that either. You see? In other words, you don't have to have one or the other. You can have both together. You could still support the traditional family and not say every woman must have a child. Although I absolutely agree that we need to do what the Russians are starting to do, which is reward families with tax incentives, and we have to do it real fast. And I mean only citizen families, not illegal alien families, need to be rewarded through tax incentives. And let the gays scream all they want, I really don't care. Because if we don't gain control of the family unit, we're finished as a civilization. What else don't you like, and what else do you like?
I like everything that you say, really. That's the only thing, because I live my life that way. Like I said, I'm 62. I'm a registered nurse. I own my own home, free and clear. And I chose.
So what's wrong with that? So you're an independent person who's very self-contained. I would be very proud of myself if I were you.
You.
I guess you get a sense that that in order to have a to be in accordance with my value system, you think that I would look down upon you, that you don't have a family, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm not. I never said that in a million years.
I'm so glad to hear that, really.
Yeah, well, now you feel better, I'll bet, forever.
Yep, I should do, Michael.
Well, there's another element to this. I think what you're saying is that I better be careful before I go along with this whole right-wing family value conservative thing, because they're liable to not really like me because I'm not a family woman. That's underlying it all, isn't it?
I think it's just that, you know, in the old...
Did you start out somewhat liberal, Anne?
All I know is that when I was a kid, that the sexual revolution appealed to my heart, but I think that the sexual revolution got off on the wrong foot, like this business with the Hollywood slutso and all that.
Where it's led to. Okay, yeah, well, let's talk about the arc. Let's start in the 60s. Let it all hang out, man. Why not do it in the road? If it feels good, do it. Now we've reached a point where degenerate Holly are the role model for America. I mean, that certainly isn't what we want for a nation, is it?
No, it isn't. But I was for economic and intellectual independence. I was not for just sexual.
Yeah, I hear you. Right, just for sexuality. That was part, and I'm going to tell you where that came from. The total sexual liberation part of it came from the communist movement. I know it's very hard for people to understand this, but free love, so-called, was one of the chief recruiting techniques of the communist movement in the 1920s during the labor movements. They'd go into work halls, and the communist women would have sex with the men in order to get them to sign up for the Communist Party USA. I've studied this from the beginning right until now. And this entire arc of sex, 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 sex is all part of this psychology to break down the traditional values of society, break down the family, break down the church, and let it be reformed in the government-controlled way, the new way, the New World Order way.
I think, again,
let's not. It gets too esoteric. You know, I came up with a new word because of you, Holly. I like that. I'm gonna have to write it down.
Right.
Everyone's searching for the right. Well, it's nauseating. These girls. They're the ultimate in white trash. You've got to admit that, don't you agree, Anne?
I agree with you absolutely.
I mean, who finds them attractive? Why are they in the news day in and day out? Why do we have to look at these vermin day in and day out? They're the lowest level of womanhood the world has ever seen. They're beneath prostitution. A prostitute performs a service for a fee. These girls perform nothing for a fee other than disgracing womanhood itself.
I think it's terrible because women are capable of so much more.
Yes, and don't you think that the media moguls who continuously show them and capitalize on them are in essence debasing women more than any man and any man's machismo has ever done? Don't you think it's the media barons who are really debasing womanhood with this constant harping on the sexuality and this imagery of these Holly?
Right, I do. Yep.
All right. What kind of medicine as a nurse do you practice?
I have practiced as a psychiatric nurse. Right now I'm working in a nursing home getting ready to retire.
Have you ever seen a doctor, like I read about, who performed surgery on the wrong side of the head?
Yeah, I got a kick out
of that. And then said, wait, then he says whoops in the middle and then goes to the right side of the head? I never heard of anything like this.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't cut his head off.
Right, he could have said he came in for a headectomy, and then say, well, let me sew it back on. I didn't realize it was not this guy. I thought it was a snake. At least you're laughing, Ann. Thank you very much for calling. Wait, let me send. She bought the books. I don't know what to send her. What do you want, Ann? Can I send you a hat? A Savage Nation hat? Yes?
The didn't have The Enemy Within.
All right. Okay, Ann's getting a free copy of The Enemy Within. Play Call for Philip Morris again, because I have a caller on it. I want people to get up to speed for a minute, then I'll explain it, then we'll take the psychologist from L.A. Go ahead. All right, it's enough. They got it. So it was a portrayed, walked around with a tray, and he went into a hotel, and he said, call for Philip Morris, and somehow that was appealing to men of my father's generation, God rest his soul. He smoked Philip Morris 2 packs a day, and it killed him. I'm sure it did. Kelly, Los Angeles, you're a psychologist. What's the appeal of this, Dad? I'd like to know. Go ahead, please.
The symbolic of a child's innocence. Like, you can't have a child smoking cigarettes because it's going to be, you know, appropriate. So next best thing is a, especially somebody with a high voice. So it's very symbolic of a little kid. And then I think that...
But wait, let me follow you, because, Kelly, I really don't understand that. Honest to God, this is not even a joke. So why would a grown man be attracted to a product that is promoted by a kid?
It's not. It's that the little person, the high voice, makes it seem like it's not bad for you to smoke.
Interesting.
And then you identify. See, the thing is that you were a little boy, so you identify with, see, you got this little kid, you got this little with the high voice, with the platter, giving old people, you know, giving men cigarettes. And so it looks very innocent, and how could it be wrong? And then you also gave your father cigarettes for a present, so you identify with the little boy, and you was like the little, see? So then that's
it's interesting. You mean, in other words, I bought him cartons of cigarettes because the made it okay to do so?
Well, like, so you're in cahoots with the...
You're right. No, I feel guilty to this day. I say, Mom, what should I get Dad for his birthday? She says, I don't know. Get him 2 cartons of cigarettes. In those days, that's what I did. Little did I know, I was adding to the fuel to the fire.
You're trying to be a good son. What the hell?
I didn't know any better. How did I know they were going to knock him off with the cigarettes? Kelly, you're a charming guy. You practice psychology anymore in L.A.?
Yeah, I work with the Department of Corrections, so I work with some real winners, you know?
Oh, my goodness. You know, one of these days, I really like to speak with someone who sees the real darkest of the dark in human nature, because I don't think the American people can really take how violent the human being is capable of becoming. You must see all of that, huh?
Yeah, I do, and I got to tell you, you know, it's right back to the old drug thing. You know, 90% of it's methamphetamine, and I also work with a lot of chronically mentally ill. And I'll tell you what, it's amazing how many people, before I worked with the Department of Corrections, I just worked at private psych hospitals, and it was amazing how many people I saw were borderline schizophrenic. They wouldn't have been schizophrenic. They probably wouldn't be the sharpest tool in the shed, but they wouldn't be schizo. But because they got addicted to smoking weed, they became schizos. And,
yes. Oh, marijuana tips them over the edge every time. It's a very dangerous drug. I mean, every study that's coming out now is proving it. And people still walk around, you know, in movies, everyone smokes a joint like it's benign. It's amazing to me, the brainwashing.
It is. It sure is. Well, thank you, Dr. Savage. I appreciate you. I listen to you every day, and keep up the good work.
Well, let me send you a free copy of the DVD, the Freedom of Speech Award, Kelly. I'd like you to have that to counter some of the darkness that you see, because I do try to bring light.
Savage. Home of borders, language, culture, the Savage Nation.
A savage republic inside the plot to destroy America lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Please wake up and fight back before it is too late. You can buy it right now on Amazon or on BarnesandNoble.com. A Savage Republic Inside the Plot to Destroy America by Michael Savage. Thank you for listening. Share it with 5 others. Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy. You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898.
KNEW, San Francisco. Nigel, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yes, Dr. Savage, I just want to applaud your use of metaphors, and I feel that today the art of conversation is lost, and sometimes you have to be, you have to have an affinity for metaphors just to explain things to certain people, and that's what I like about your show. You're able,
Well, remember yesterday's show where I used the metaphor of the carousel, and I said some kids sit on the stationary horse, some get on the horse that moves up and down, and then the kid, and some people go through their entire life crying with the mother having to hold them on that stationary horse, others... of the shoot horse. I was joking around, but the carousel is a good metaphor.
See, I believe that President Bush's would be a donkey, a very stubborn one, if he's facing the wrong way.
But would it go up and down or be stationary?
In fact, it'd be broken, and it would probably have three other horses holding it up and telling it what to do.
Okay, so having said that, what would the metaphor be for Hillary Clinton?
I'm thinking a bull.
In the political zoo, I call her something other than a bull. I call her something else. I think a leopard of some kind.
I feel that. Also, I want to ask you a question.
Wait, in the political zoo, Hillary Clinton is named the limber leopard, Peronista manipulatus. As the queen of her species, this thick-legged predator is known for her domination of the pack, and her one advantage is being able to change her spots at will. I think that was pretty good. Do you know that in the political zoo, my friend, I called Hugo Chavez the oily, armored toad, thick-headed Leninista? Extremely poisonous, the Chavez resembles a toad, but his armor is thicker. And rather than swimming in water, he prefers to wallow in oil, which explains his greasy appearance and his ability to slip out of tight situations. It's good. It's as good as Jonathan Swift. But go tell that to the average person. The man said he likes metaphors. That's great. But you have to have an educational level of a certain level to understand a metaphor, number one. Now let's go to the level of satire. I use satire and I say, let them starve to death if they want to, not eat. And I say it's satire, and they don't even know what the word satire means. So the communists steam them up, and they go and they march against me, all those communist front groups. But I'll tell you, 1681, John Dryden, great English writer, wrote the following. He wrote that the true end of satire is the amendment of vice by correction. And he who writes honestly is no more an enemy to the offender than the physician to the patient when he prescribes harsh remedies to an inveterate disease. So I provided a harsh remedy to the disease of illegal immigration. And they didn't understand satire because they don't have the education level, and they were manipulated by those who do have the education level but chose not to see the satire. And that's all I'm going to say on that point. Here's a very good story for us. It's getting good every day. Things are getting better. Get that song ready. Colonel wants a Deetha murder case dropped. San Diego. An investigating officer recommended Thursday dismissing all charges against the Marine accused of murdering two girls in an assault to kill 24 civilians in the Iraqi town of Deetha. Lance Corporal Stephen Tatum, 26, was charged with unpremeditated murder of two girls and negligent homicide and suspicion they unlawfully killed two men and a woman, blah, blah, blah. So the investigating officer, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Ware, said the evidence was too weak for a court-martial. He said Tatum did shoot and kill civilians, but, quote, he did so because of his training and the circumstances he was placed in not to exact revenge and commit murder. You see the difference here? Go tell that to Time Magazine and Newsweek. Now, listen to what the lieutenant colonel who knows what combat is, says. He says, I believe Lance Corporal Tatum's real-life experience and training on how to clear a room took over, and his body instinctively began firing while his head tried to grasp at what and why he was firing, the colonel wrote. By the time he could recognize that he was shooting at children, his body had already acted. Ware's recommendation is non-binding. Lieutenant General James Mattis, the commanding general overseeing the case, his final say about whether Tatum will be court-martialed. And I pray that Mattis, who is known as the Patton of the U.S. Marines, a real good man, they love him, General Mattis will do the right thing, and eventually our particular guy, Lieutenant Colonel Chesani, will be exonerated.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.